Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be diving into something a little different.
Oh, yeah.
It's a product catalog,
Okay.
but not just any catalog. This is a catalog for a company called Mohammed Mahdi Electronics Trading LLC.
Which most people just call MME.
Yeah, exactly,
Yeah.
MME. And
Catchy, right.
well, it's a mouthful when you try and say the whole thing.
It is.
So MME it is. And looking through this thing,
What'd you think?
I gotta say, I was pretty blown away by the stuff that they're offering in here.
It's pretty niche stuff.
Yeah, it's very specific.
Very specific. But it's the kind of equipment that, once you learn about it, you kind of realize how vital it is to so many industries.
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't really think about,
Yeah.
until you need it. And then
Yeah.
you're like, oh, thank goodness somebody out there makes this really, really specific tool.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we're talking measurement and testing equipment here, like high-end stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that MME is based in Dubai, I don't know. I just wouldn't think of Dubai as like a global hub for this kind of technology.
Well, yeah, I mean, Dubai is fascinating, right? It's like this crossroads for international business and trade. And MME really exemplifies that. They're sourcing these incredibly specialized tools from all over the world and then connecting those manufacturers with buyers across a ton of different industries.
Yeah, so they're like the ultimate middleman.
In a way, yeah. Except they're dealing with some pretty high-tech stuff. We're not talking about, everyday electronics here.
No, definitely not. I mean, just flipping through this catalog, I'm seeing things like multimeters.
Sure, those are pretty common.
Yeah, and then it's like ultrasonic thickness gauges.
Okay, so that's where it gets interesting.
Yeah, I mean, what even is that?
So you know how you can tell if like a wall is solid by knocking on it?
Yeah.
An ultrasonic thickness gauge is kind of like that, but way more sophisticated. It uses sound waves to measure the thickness of an object from one side so you don't have to like cut it open or anything.
That's wild. So what would you even use that for?
Oh man, all sorts of things. Think like pipelines. You need to check for corrosion, right? But
Oh.
you can't exactly just saw through a pipeline to see how thick the walls are.
Right, that would be bad.
Exactly. So you use one of these gauges. Same thing with like ship hulls, storage tanks, anything where you need to know the thickness of a material, but you can't get to both sides.
So it's like a safety thing.
Oh, for sure. It's all about making sure things are structurally sound, preventing accidents,
Wow, that's just one example. And I'm seeing a lot of familiar names in this catalog too, like Olympus.
Oh, yeah,
I
Olympus.
mean, I know them for their cameras.
Right. But they do a lot more than just cameras.
Like what?
Well, think about it. Cameras are all about optics, right? Lenses, sensors, capturing light. Well, Olympus applies that same expertise to all sorts of other fields, like they make microscopes,
Oh.
medical imaging equipment, industrial inspection tools. So the same technology that goes into helping you capture a beautiful sunset is also being used to like inspect bridges for microscopic cracks.
That's actually pretty cool when you think about it.
It is. It's all connected.
It is all connected. And speaking of Olympus, I see here that MME is actually a distributor for their products. In fact, there's a whole section in here about Olympus videoscopes. What are those?
Okay, so imagine this. A tiny camera on the end of a flexible tube.
Okay.
And you can snake that tube into places you could never normally see, like inside an engine or a pipeline. Or even like machinery while it's still running.
So you can see what's going on without taking everything apart.
Exactly. And that's what a videoscope lets you do.
Wow. So we're not just talking about measuring things on the surface anymore. We're talking about looking deep inside.
Exactly. It's like having X-ray vision for machines.
That's pretty much what it is, right?
Yeah. And it's essential for diagnostics, maintenance, you name it.
And probably preventing a lot of headaches down the line.
Oh, absolutely. Catching those small problems before they turn into big ones.
Okay, so we've covered measuring thickness, temperature. Now we're talking about seeing inside things. What other kind of parameters can these instruments measure? I'm actually kind of fascinated now.
Well, let's see. How about we talk about liquid quality meters next?
Okay, liquid quality meters. What's that all about?
Well, think about how much we rely on liquids, especially water.
Right. Drinking water, swimming pools.
Exactly, but it goes way beyond that. Industrial processes, manufacturing, agriculture. Liquid quality is crucial for so many
So
things.
these meters are like making sure that the liquids are what, like pure?
In a way, yeah, but it's more nuanced than that. It's about making sure that the liquid meets the specific requirements for whatever it's being used for. So, yeah, purity is part of it, but also things like pH
Right,
levels.
pH, like how acidic or basic something is.
Exactly. And then you've got things like dissolved oxygen levels, chlorine content, fluoride content. all sorts of parameters that need to be carefully monitored.
So it's not just about making sure my pool water is sparkling clean.
Well, that's part of it. But it's also about ensuring that our drinking water is safe, that industrial processes are running efficiently, that aquatic ecosystems are healthy. It's a huge field.
Wow, I had no idea.
It's easy to take liquids for granted, right?
Yeah, you just turn on the tap and expect clean water to come out.
Exactly. But there's a lot that goes into making that happen. And these liquid quality meters, they're like the unsung heroes of the whole process.
They are. They're like the guardians of good water.
Exactly. And it's not just water either. They have meters for all sorts of liquids, oils, chemicals, you name it.
So this catalog is like a crash course in all the things I never even knew I needed to know about.
It's like a secret world of measurement and analysis.
It really is. Okay, so we've got our thickness gauges, our temperature guns, our liquid quality meters. What else? What other kind of measuring is going on in here?
Well, how about we get into sound, light, and vibration?
Okay, now those are things I can wrap my head around a little easier, maybe.
Right. A little more relatable.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like everyone has used a sound meter at some point.
No.
Even if it's just that app on your phone, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And those are actually becoming increasingly accurate, which is pretty cool.
It is cool. But I'm guessing the sound level meters in this catalog are a little more heavy duty.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're talking about professional grade equipment here, the kind of stuff that's used in like industrial settings, construction sites, places where noise levels can get really intense.
Yeah, that makes sense, to make sure that people are safe and not damaging their hearing.
Exactly. Workplace safety is a big part of it. But sound level meters are also used for things like environmental monitoring, like measuring noise pollution from traffic or construction.
Oh, interesting. So it's about protecting both people and the environment.
Exactly. It's all connected.
It really is. Okay, so what about light meters? What are those all about?
Well, as you might guess, they measure light, but it's more than just how bright something is.
Okay, so what else do they measure?
Things like color temperature, luminance.
Okay, now you're just using big words to sound smart.
Maybe a little. But seriously, those are all important factors when it comes to things like photography, filmmaking, even lighting design for buildings.
Oh, interesting. So it's like making sure the lighting is just right, whether it's for a movie set or an office building.
Exactly. It's about creating the right mood, the right atmosphere.
Huh. I never would have thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got sound and light covered. What about vibration? What do vibration meters do?
So vibration meters measure, well, vibrations, which might seem kind of niche, but it's actually crucial for a lot of industries.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, think about machinery. Any kind of machine, really. When something starts to vibrate too much, it could be a sign that something's wrong.
Right, like a car engine making a weird noise.
Exactly. But instead of just listening to the sound, a vibration meter lets you actually measure the vibrations and pinpoint the source of the problem.
Oh, that's smart. So it's like a much more precise way of diagnosing a problem.
Exactly. And this can be applied to all sorts of things, not just cars, but like airplanes, bridges, even buildings.
Wow. So you can use a vibration meter to make sure that a bridge is structurally sound.
Yep. By measuring the vibrations, you can detect tiny irregularities that might indicate a bigger problem down the line.
So it's like a preventative measure, catching those issues before they become catastrophic.
Exactly. And again, it highlights how interconnected everything is. From a seemingly simple vibration reading, you can potentially prevent a major structural failure. Pretty cool, huh?
That is really cool. I'm starting to realize that this catalog is way more than just a list of products. Mm. It's like a window into all these hidden complexities that keep our world running smoothly.
I know, right? It's like a secret club that we've just stumbled upon.
I love it. Okay, so we covered a lot of ground already. We've got our sound, our light, our vibration. What else is there? What other kind of measuring is going on in here?
Well, why don't we move on to air and gas measurement next? That's a big one.
Air and gas. Okay, that sounds kind of serious. Like, is my house about to explode serious?
Well, hopefully not. But you're right, air and gas measurement is really important when it comes to safety. Think about things like detecting gas leaks.
Okay, yeah, like carbon monoxide detectors. Those are important.
Exactly. Those are a type of gas detector, but there are all sorts of other gases that need to be monitored, especially in industrial settings.
Like what kind of gases?
Well, it depends on the industry, but some common ones are things like methane, propane, even things like oxygen levels.
Oxygen levels? Why would you need to measure that?
Well, in some environments, like confined spaces or places where there might be a risk of asphyxiation, you need to make sure there's enough oxygen in the air for people to breathe safely.
Oh, right. That makes sense. So these meters are like making sure that the air is safe to breathe.
Exactly. And it's not just about safety either. Air and gas measurement is also important for things like environmental monitoring.
Oh, right, like measuring air pollution.
Exactly. So these instruments are used to track things like smog levels, greenhouse gases, particulate matter.
Wow. So it's about protecting both human health and the environment.
Exactly. It's all connected, remember.
It really is. Okay, so we've got our air and gas detectors. What other kinds of instruments are we talking about in this category?
Well, they've also got things like airflow meters, which measure the rate of airflow. Those are used in everything from HVAC systems to scientific research.
So if I'm understanding this right, these air and gas meters, they're kind of like the watchdogs of the invisible world, making sure that we're breathing clean air and that there aren't any dangerous leaks or hazards.
That's a great way to put it. They're like the silent guardians of our atmosphere.
I love it. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Thickness, temperature, water quality, sound, light, vibration, even air and gas. Is there anything else? What other kinds of measurements are hiding in this catalog?
Well, there's a whole section on material testing, which gets into some really interesting stuff.
Material testing, what's that all about?
Yeah. It's all about making sure that materials are strong, durable, and reliable.
Okay, so like if you're building a bridge, you want to make sure that the steel is strong enough to support the weight.
Exactly. But it's not just about strength. Different materials have different properties. Some are more flexible, some are more resistant to heat, some are better at conducting electricity.
Right, so you need to make sure you're using the right material for the job.
Exactly. And that's where material testing comes in.
So what kind of tests are we talking about here?
Well, they have instruments that can measure things like hardness, tensile strength, impact resistance.
Okay, break that down for me. What does all that mean?
Sure. So hardness refers to how resistant a material is to scratching or denting. Tensile strength is how much force it can withstand before it breaks. And impact resistance is how well it can absorb shock without breaking.
Oh, okay. So, like, a hammer would have high impact resistance.
Exactly. A hammer needs to be able to withstand repeated impacts without shattering.
That makes sense. So, these material testing instruments, they're like the quality control experts of the manufacturing world, making sure that everything from cars to smartphones is made with materials that are up to snuff.
Precisely. They play a crucial role in ensuring the safety and reliability of the products we use every single day.
Wow. I'm starting to realize that there's a lot more to the things we take for granted than meets the eye.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like this whole hidden world of precision and analysis.
It really is. Okay, so we've covered material testing. Anything else in this treasure trove of measurement devices?
Well, there's one more section I wanted to touch on. It's called network.
Network. Okay, that seems a little out of place compared to everything else we've talked about.
I know, right? You wouldn't think a catalog about measuring instruments would have a whole section on networking equipment.
Exactly. It's like, what does measuring thickness and temperature have to do with Wi-Fi routers?
Well, that's a great question. And it actually points to a really important trend that's happening right now in the industrial world. The convergence of information technology, IT, with operational technology, OT.
Okay, now you're just using acronyms to confuse me.
Sorry, let me explain. So IT is all the stuff we associate with computers and the internet, right? Like networks, software, data centers.
Okay, got it.
And then OT is the stuff that controls physical processes, like the machines in a factory, the equipment in a power plant, that kind of thing.
Okay, so IT is the brains and OT is the brawn.
Exactly. But here's the thing. These two worlds are colliding. More and more, industrial equipment is being connected to networks.
So instead of someone having to physically go and check a gauge or take a reading, now that information can be sent directly to a computer.
Exactly. And that's where the network section of this catalog comes in. It shows that MME understands this convergence and is providing the tools to make it happen.
So what kind of tools are we talking about?
We're talking about routers, switches, cables, all the stuff you need to create a reliable and secure industrial network.
So they're not just selling instruments to measure the physical world. They're also selling the tools to connect that world to the digital world.
Exactly. They're providing the building blocks for what's known as the Industrial Internet of Things, or IIoT.
The IIoT. Okay, that one sounds a little intimidating.
Don't worry, it's not as complicated as it sounds. Basically, it's the idea that everything in a factory, from the machines to the sensors to the products themselves, can be connected to the internet.
So it's like taking all those individual instruments we've been talking about and connecting them all together.
Exactly. And that allows for some pretty incredible things. Like, imagine a factory that can predict when a machine is about to break down before it actually happens.
That would be amazing. No more unexpected downtime.
Exactly. Or imagine a factory that can automatically adjust its production levels based on real-time demand.
So it's like making manufacturing smarter and more efficient.
Exactly. And it's all thanks to this convergence of IT and OT.
Wow. I'm starting to feel like I've gone down a rabbit hole of technological wonder here.
Me too. And we haven't even scratched the
I
surface.
know, right? This catalog is blowing my mind.
It's amazing, isn't it, how something as simple as a product catalog can open up a whole world of knowledge and innovation.
It really is. And to think, we almost skipped over this one.
I know, it just goes to show you never know where you're going to find inspiration.
So true. Okay, so we left off talking about, IT and OT, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, the whole network side of things.
Which I gotta say still seems a little out there to me.
Really?
Well, I mean, I get it. Everything's connected these days. But it's just wild to think that, like, the same company that sells instruments to measure the thickness of a pipe is also selling the equipment to create a factory-wide network.
It does seem like a bit of a leap, doesn't it?
It does.
But when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. I mean, what's the point of all these sensors and instruments if you can't easily collect and analyze the data they're gathering?
That's true. I guess in the old days, you'd have someone going around with a clipboard writing down all the readings.
Exactly. Or maybe hooking each instrument up to a separate computer.
Which sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Oh, totally. A
Wow.
logistical nightmare. But now, with these industrial networks, you can have all that data flowing in real time to a central location.
So it's like having a nervous system for your factory.
Exactly. Everything is connected and communicating.
That's pretty wild. So what are some of the benefits of having a, what did you call it? The IIoT.
Yeah, the Industrial Internet of Things.
The IIoT.
So the benefits are huge. I mean, for one thing, it allows for much greater efficiency. Like, imagine being able to track the performance of every machine in your factory in real time. You could identify bottlenecks, optimize production flows, reduce waste.
So it's like having X-ray vision into your entire operation.
Exactly. You can see exactly what's working and what's not. And because everything is connected, you can often automate a lot of these
So
processes.
you're not just collecting data, you're using it to make smarter decisions.
Exactly. And that leads to another big benefit, predictive maintenance.
Okay, predictive maintenance. What's that?
So instead of waiting for a machine to break down and then trying to fix it, you can use the data from all these sensors to predict when maintenance is needed.
So it's like your car telling you that you need an oil change.
Exactly, but on a much larger scale. And instead of just a simple reminder, you get detailed diagnostics and insights into the health of your equipment.
That's pretty incredible. So it's like this catalog is not just showing us the tools of today, it's giving us a glimpse into the factories of the future.
I know, right? It's like we've stumbled onto the set of a sci-fi movie.
Totally. And MME is like the prop master supplying all the gadgets and gizmos.
Exactly. They're the ones making this future our reality.
It's really pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is, and it
Yeah.
just goes to show how quickly technology is evolving.
It really does. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here today, from the simplest multimeters to the mind-blowing world of the IoT.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. I feel like I need a nap after all that. But before we wrap up, is there anything else in this catalog that caught your eye? Anything we missed?
You know, there was one other section that I thought was kind of interesting. It was about calibration equipment.
Calibration equipment. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what that means.
So, calibration is basically the process of making sure that an instrument is measuring accurately.
Okay, so like if my bathroom scale is telling me I weigh 10 pounds less than I actually do, it needs to be calibrated.
Exactly. You need to make sure it's giving you an accurate reading.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's a little more complicated than that when we're talking about these high-tech instruments.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about extremely precise measurements here, often down to like fractions of a millimeter or a degree of temperature.
Wow. So how do you even calibrate something like that?
Well, that's where calibration equipment comes in. They have these specialized tools and standards that are used to verify and adjust the accuracy of other instruments.
So it's like the instruments that calibrate the instrument.
Exactly. It's like a whole other level of precision and quality control.
That's wild. So if I'm understanding this right, even the most sophisticated instruments need to be checked and calibrated regularly to make sure they're still accurate.
Exactly, because even the tiniest error in measurement can have big consequences, especially in industries like manufacturing or healthcare.
Right. You don't want your airplane being built with a faulty measuring tape.
Exactly, or a doctor giving you the wrong dosage of medication.
Okay, that's a little scary. So these calibration instruments, they're like the guardians of accuracy.
Exactly. They're the unsung heroes of the measurement world, making sure that everything is running smoothly and accurately.
I never would have thought about it like that, but it makes perfect sense.
It's all about the details, right?
It really is. Okay, so we've got our calibration equipment, our IIoT networks, our ultrasonic thickness gauges, our liquid quality meters.
Don't forget about the video scopes.
Oh, yeah, the video scopes. It's like this catalog has everything.
It's a veritable smorgasbord of measurement and testing equipment.
It really is. And it's all thanks to MME, the purveyors of precision.
I love that. The purveyors of precision.
Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It does. Catchy slogan.
Right. MME, the purveyors of precision, trademark.
There you go. You could be their new marketing director.
I think I'll stick to podcasting for now. I'm telling you, this catalog has it all.
Yeah.
I mean, we've barely scratched the surface, and we've already covered, like, what, 5 different categories of instruments?
At least. And each one is like a whole world unto itself.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like we've been on a whirlwind tour of all these different industries and technologies.
And the crazy thing is, this is just a small sampling of what's out there. The world of measurement and testing is vast.
It really is. And it's easy to forget how much we rely on these instruments every single day.
Totally. I mean, think about it. Every time you step on a scale or check the temperature on your thermostat or even just look at a clock, you're relying on some kind of measurement instrument.
Wow. When you put it that way, it's kind of mind-blowing.
It is. It's like these instruments are the hidden foundation of our modern world.
They really are. And it's all thanks to companies like MME who are out there sourcing and supplying all these amazing tools.
Exactly. They're the ones connecting the dots between the manufacturers and the end users.
And they're doing it with a smile, I'm sure.
Well, they do have a pretty impressive catalog.
They do. I'm going to have to request a hard copy of this one. It's definitely going on my coffee table.
Right next to that book of Sudoku puzzles you've been meaning to finish.
Hey, I resent that. I'll have you know I'm very close to finishing that Sudoku book.
Sure, sure. Just like you were close to finishing that jigsaw puzzle last year.
This is going off the rails. Back to the catalog, which, by the way, listener, we'll be sure to post a link to in the show notes.
Always a good idea to do some further research, right?
Exactly. Knowledge is power. But seriously, I think we've covered just about everything we can cover for one episode.
I think so, too. We've certainly given our brains a workout.
We have. But in a good way, right?
Oh, absolutely. I always love a good deep dive.
Me, too. And listener, we hope you enjoyed coming along for the ride. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.